And high school football action yesterday. Logan Magnolia captured their second state football championship with a late 28-24 win over Gladbrook Rhinebeck at the Unidome in Cedar Falls in the Class A championship. Logan Magnolia running back Brady Charbonneau was huge, carrying 18 times for 234 yards and two touchdowns, including an 83-yard TD run in the third quarter. Charbonneau also scored the winning touchdown on a 4th-and-1 play from the Rebels' 8-yard line with just 59 seconds left. The Panthers outrushed the Rebels 104-178. Eric Stokes led Gladbrook Rhinebeck, running 24 times for 185 yards and a couple of scores. Logan Magnolia ends the year as the Class A state champions. At 14-0, the Rebels finished 12-2. Newell Fonda captured that school's first ever state football title with a come-from-behind 39-35 win over Fremont Mills in the 8-man final at the Dome yesterday. The Mustangs ran off 11 straight wins after an 0-3 start to their season. Newell Fonda outgained the Knights 387-255 in total yards. After quarterback Brady Dix was injured in the first half, running back Cole Wise picked up the offensive slack, carrying 29 times for 127 yards and a touchdown. Wise also caught 3 passes for 58 yards and a score. Dix and his replacement Jason Hess combined to complete 10 of 17 passes for 172 yards and 3 touchdowns. Hess scored the winning touchdown on an 8-yard run with just 17 seconds left. Fremont Mills got the ball back in midfield after the kickoff and after completing a couple of hook and lateral passes along the sideline to get inside the 10-yard line with 4 seconds left, a fumble recovered by Newell Fonda ended that game. Fremont Mills ends their season with a mark of 13-1. Pella quarterback Noah Clayburgh ran for 3 touchdowns. Its defense stiffened in the second half, and the Dutch rolled past Bishop Heelan Catholic 38-17 last night, winning the Class 3A state title. Clayburgh led a potent running game with 156 yards in 30 carries as the Dutch claimed their first football title and prevented Heelan from winning back-to-back championships. Heelan capitalized on 3 Pella turnovers, all by Clayburgh, to open up a 17-7 lead late in the first half. But Clayburgh directed a 77-yard touchdown drive that he finished with a 4-yard run around right end just before halftime. Pella dominated the second half, finishing with 340 yards rushing while holding Heelan to 40 on the ground in that contest. Now, the other 3 football championship games set for today at the Dome. It'll get underway at 11:06 this morning in the Class 1A title game as Iowa City Regina will try to continue their role. They'll face off against West Lyon. Regina's won 4 straight state titles in 2 different classes. In Class 2A today, North Fayette Valley will face Sioux Center. That's a 2:06 kickoff. And in Class 4A, Dowling Catholic will battle Cedar Rapids Washington. That game kicks at 7:06 this evening. Melvin Gordon's record-setting effort against Nebraska pushed Wisconsin one step closer to another Big Ten title. A repeat performance could send the 14th-ranked Badgers back to Indianapolis for the championship game and Gordon to New York for the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Wisconsin still has a lot to play for on Saturday when they face Iowa in their road finale, even if a spot in the playoffs is likely out of reach. A Badgers win coupled with a Nebraska win over Minnesota would put them in the league title game for the 3rd time in 4 years. Iowa, with a win over the Badgers, stays in the hunt for the Big Ten West crown. We'll have that game for you tomorrow here on the radio. 12:30 is pregame. 2:30 is kickoff. Texas Tech's visit to Iowa State on Saturday will be its furthest trip north in November in 52 years. It'll be an especially chilly afternoon for the Red Raiders if they can't get rolling against the Cyclones. Texas Tech has lost 3 straight, and its only league win came against Kansas. The Cyclones has also dropped its last 3, but their most recent loss, a 34-14 loss at the hands of the Jayhawks, might have been the worst in 6 seasons under coach Paul Rhodes. Well, Kansas State rebounded nicely from its lopsided loss at TCU last weekend. Jake Waters threw for a career-high 400 yards and a touchdown as the 12th-ranked Wildcats held off West Virginia 26-20 in Morgantown last night. Tyler Lockett returned a punt for a score and caught 10 passes for 196 yards. Kansas State improved to 6-1 in the Big 12 and moved into a first-place tie with the Horned Frogs with 2 weeks left in the regular season. Also yesterday, Marquise Williams threw for 2 touchdowns and rushed for 2 more as North Carolina clobbered number 25 Duke 45-20. Williams was 18 of 27 for 276 yards in that game. In the NFL last night, the Oakland Raiders' 16-game losing streak ended. Derek Carr threw a 9-yard touchdown pass to James Jones with a minute 42 left before Oakland's defense held off Kansas City in a 24-20 win over the Chiefs last night. The Raiders built a 14-point lead but needed a 17-play, 80-yard drive to secure their first win since beating Houston last November 17th. Oakland's Latavius Murray ran for 112 yards and two touchdowns on just four carries before leaving the game with a concussion. Murray's 90-yard scoring run put the Raiders up 14-0 early in the second quarter. Alex Smith threw for 234 yards and a pair of second-half touchdowns. Not enough, though, for the Chiefs, who fall to 7-4. Well, the NFL has decided to move the Bills' home game against the New York Jets to Monday night in Detroit after a severe winter storm pounded western New York. More than 5 feet of snow has fallen in the Buffalo area since Monday, and another 1 to 3 feet were projected to fall by today. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said it would be impractical for the game to be played on schedule. The storm forced the Bills to cancel their past 2 days of practice. The team intends to travel to Detroit today and practice at the Detroit Lions facility. The Lions are at New England on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Mid-American Conference has announced the cancellation of Friday's game between Buffalo and visiting Kent State, and the National Hockey League postponed the Sabres' home game against the New York Rangers last night, or for tonight, rather. No makeup date for that one has been announced. Well, 10th-ranked Texas took command with a 13-0 run early in the second half, and they cruised to a 71-57 win over the Iowa Hawkeyes in the 2K Classic in New York City last night. The Hawks led 30-24 at the half, but were no match for the Longhorns in the second half.
Played a little bit tentatively, and I want to be tough and smart, and I want to execute. Now, if we do those things and we get beat, then we get beat. We feel like, you know what, we left it all out there, on to the next. I just don't feel like we were as tough in a lot of ways.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Aaron White led Iowa with 23 points and says despite the loss, the Hawkeyes showed potential.
Nothing's handed to you at this level. You know they're going to ratchet up. They're not the 10th ranked team for no reason. They were going to really, you know, bring the fight to us and bring the pressure, and we just didn't handle it, I think, like we're capable of. But, you know, you got to look at the first half and take the good with the bad. So, for me, I learned how good we can be, but at the same time, we got a ways to go because you can't just play half the games.
Jonathan Holmes led Texas with 19 points. The Hawkeyes are 2-1 on the season. Iowa will be back in action again this afternoon as the Hawkeyes will face Syracuse in the consolation game this afternoon of that 2K Classic. We'll be on the air with the pregame at 3 o'clock this afternoon. California beat number 23 Syracuse 73-59 in the second game at Madison Square Garden last night. Elsewhere in top 25 college hoops, number 12 Villanova beat Bucknell 72-65. 15th-rated VCU over Maryland Eastern Shore 106-66. 16th-rated San Diego State beat Cal Bakersfield 51-27. Number 17 UConn beat College of Charleston 65-57. Indiana knocked off 22nd-rated SMU 74-68. And number 24 Michigan beat Detroit 71-62. Deion Mitchell and Paul Jesperson each scored 13 points, and Northern Iowa pulled away in the second half as they beat Morgan State 73-53 last night. Seth Tuttle and Wes Washpin added 12 points each, and Jeremy Morgan had 11 in that game. It was part of the Cancun Challenge. Blake Bozeman was the only Morgan State player in double figures with 19 points as the Panthers improved to 3-0 on the season. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.